This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the Trump administration's approach to trade has led to prolonged uncertainty in the agricultural marketplace, leaving farmers to contend with tighter margins and unsettled outlooks. While the intent has been to secure better terms for the United States, many of the disputes still remain unresolved, with little sign of quick progress. That ongoing uncertainty has added financial and emotional strain across the farm economy. At the same time, concerns are also being voiced within the president's own party as the impasse continues. We'll hear from Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley has recently voiced concerns, particularly upon our impact of soybean farmers with the current trade climate. He points out while China has been making record soybean purchases on the global market, not one bushel has come from the U.S. Grassley believes the situation is even more troubling than it was in 2019 when farmers first bore the brunt of the trade war because the time gap between global demand and the U.S. sales is even more pronounced. He says this reality underscores how trade disputes are sidelining American producers from the largest customer and intensifying the pressure on farm families.
I think we're finding a tougher position. And I think we have a president that's reluctant to challenge China in the same way he did in 2019 on agricultural things. And until we get tougher and we have some leverage, I don't see a good future.
Grassley also adds that tariffs on products that are not available in the United States have backfired, raising costs for manufacturers and in turn for farmers. He argues that targeting items that can't be sourced domestically leaves the administration in a pretty difficult position.
Putting 50% tariffs on things that have steel in them when you can't buy those things in the United States and you need them for your tractor to be finally manufactured. There shouldn't be tariffs on things that you can't get in the United States. Why drive up the price of John Deere's because of a tariff on something they need for the tractor that they can't even get in the United States? It's a stupid policy.
The senator says that, at least for agriculture, the current trade tactics aren't working. In his view, the administration needs to consider a different approach if it wants to ease the strain on farmers and bring meaningful progress on trade.
We've got this farm crisis now, and this president should deal with this farm crisis right now. I'm hearing from bankers. I'm hearing from people that are getting pressed by their bankers to maybe sell part of their farm. So they wanted to sell to somebody that when they build up their equity, they might be able to buy it back. We haven't had this kind of stress in agriculture since the 1980s.
As harvest approaches and markets seem to dwindle even further and basis prices even lower around farm country, farmers are left waiting to see if a shift in strategy will come as frustration continues to build both in rural America and within the president's own party. It's going to be a long waiting game to see how much our crops are affected. Will that change the price? And where we're going to go from there. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe to the e-newsletter that comes out every day at 5 p.m. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.